police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Gangbusters! For chewing enjoyment plus long-lasting refreshment, treat yourself to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, full-bodied flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing helps keep your thirst and adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions do. Now, Gangbusters.
Good evening, Gangbusters listeners. In the history of crime, killing for money isn't unusual. But in tonight's case, the murderer collected the money by telegram.
To bring you tonight's report, Gangbusters has asked Lieutenant L.M. Hilton, Police Department, Ogden, Utah, to narrate by proxy the case of the money by wire. Please continue, Lieutenant Hilton.
This strange account begins at a carnival in Denver, Colorado, on the last day of June. It was a small street carnival out on Colfax Avenue.
Okay, kid, now watch this. All set. Watch now, kid.
Listen, I told you before my name is Essie. Don't call me kid.
Okay, kid, now watch three darts. See, one, two, three. Now watch the three balloons.
You already busted 10 of them. How many of those Cupid dolls do you want?
One. Watch now. Two. And three.
Hey,
how's that? Am I the champ, kid? See that? All three of them. Yeah, all right, hand them here. Here.
Where'd you park your car? Over this way?
Yes, right ahead. Here, carry some of these Cupid dolls with you, and look, don't drop.
No.
You think that was made of gold or something?
You can sure throw those darts, huh? You know, kid?
I know. Is your car?
Yeah, yeah. Just toss them. Put them in the back seat there. Take it easy.
I thought you said you were from back east someplace.
I am. Why?
Well, your car's got a Colorado license.
So what? Well, thanks for carrying my dolls, kid. I'll see you around.
You what? Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
You big ape, where do you think you're going?
Well, I got a lot of driving to do, baby. You can get home okay, can't you? Bye, kid. See you around.
Wait! I ain't even got bus fare! You ape! You lousy ape!
Hi, hi there.
Why are you talking to me? I can't hear you over the pump.
I see you got an Ohio license.
Yeah, I'm from Milford.
Oh? I thought maybe Cleveland. I had some buddies from around there. Are you going far?
Yeah, clear to the coast.
California?
Canyon City.
Oh?
That's your car the guy's working on?
Yeah. I got a burnout bearing. Had to haul me in from out on the highway. You going through Salt Lake City?
Yeah, sure.
I was just wondering, would you give me a ride that far? Because if I got to kill time waiting for my car, I might as well be in a big town.
Yeah, sure, hop in.
Oh, that's swell. Won't be a second.
Well, take your time. I need water anyway. I better check the oil, will you, Mac? Took a quart a while back.
Huh? Right.
Hey, is it okay if I put these in the bag?
Yeah, help yourself. Hey, what are they?
Those are my Cupid dolls.
Yeah, I see. I mean, where
are you? I want them.
No kidding, Oz.
Yeah, got a lot more. I win them throwing darts. Oh, my name's Maris.
I'm Tom Anderson. You must be good at darts.
I'm the champ. Well, no wonder you're in such a hurry to get to California. You're going to get married, huh?
Yeah, I sure am. That's Betty's picture there on the seat.
Oh. Hey, she's a pretty girl.
Well, I say she is.
Betty Martin. Is that it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where's she live again?
Canyon City.
Uh-huh.
Say, did you catch the name of that town just now?
Colville, I think. Whereabouts in Canyon City? I used to know that town.
Her address, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, 604 East Tremont Place. It's on the west side of town.
604. No, I guess I don't know that. She expects you, huh?
Well, she better be expecting you.
Yeah, she know you're driving?
Oh, sure, yeah. I told her I bought the car when I got out of service.
Uh-huh. Hey, what does she call you?
Call me? I don't get you.
Tom, I mean. Tommy.
Oh, Thomas. When she's sore. Mostly, yeah. I guess it's Tom.
Yeah, she sure sounds like an awful... Hey. That's funny.
What?
I just listened to your right tire out my window here.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, I do. Yeah, when I lean out, sounds like you picked up a nail or something.
It's funny, I don't feel it pulling.
No, there's something stuck there, all right. Yeah, look, pull up a second now, look.
Anybody in back?
No, not a soul.
There's a field up ahead. I still don't hear anything, though.
Oh, yeah, I do, and it's getting louder, too.
Sit still. I'll get out and look.
Okay, only, before you do.
Yeah.
I want to send a telegram, collect.
You want to write it out?
No, you can do that. Even with that fan, it's too hot to write.
Yeah. Well, to whom is the message addressed?
Betty Martin. Miss Betty Martin.
Mm-hmm. M-A-R-T-I-N.
Yes.
The address?
604 East Tremont Place.
604, was that?
Yeah, that's right. Canyon City, California.
And the message?
Let me see. Car broken down. Wire $300 immediately. We'll pay you back when I arrive.
You can save words if you say on arrival.
Okay. We'll pay you back on arrival. Tom Anderson.
Anderson, right. Well, I'll send this right off, Mr. Anderson.
Fine. I'll drop back for the money.
A gunner again, will you?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
No, like I told you, the motor's okay. I just had it all tuned up about a week ago.
Before you left Ohio?
Yeah, that's right, just before. Well, what do you say? Is the price okay?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr.
Anderson, that's Tom Anderson.
Tell you what, Tom. Toss in the seat covers and I'll buy it.
Well, Lambert, you got yourself a deal.
You got the registration and ownership papers? You got to have those sell a car here in Utah.
Yeah, they're right in the glove compartment.
All right, we're all set then. You want to go in the garage? We'll sign the papers.
Yeah, I'll be right with you. But wait just a second.
You're not going to take out those seat covers now.
Huh? Oh. Oh, of course not. No, I'm just getting these.
What are they? Look like Cupid dolls.
Yeah. Yeah, I want them.
Want them?
Shooting darts. You know, balloons.
Huh?
That's my game, darts. I guess I'm just about the best there is.
Sure looks like
you put up a balloon anywhere, boy. I can bust it every time.
Friends, next time you chew a stick of Wrigley Spearmint Gum, notice how cool and fresh it makes your mouth feel. That's because Wrigley Spearmint Gum has lots of lively, refreshing flavor in every stick. The minute you sink your teeth in, that cooling flavor begins to freshen your taste and relieve that hot, dry feeling in your throat. It sweetens the breath, too. Millions of people carry Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with them wherever they go for quick, long-lasting refreshment and for real chewing enjoyment. Next time you're at the store, get some Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now, back to Gangbusters and Lieutenant L.M. Hilton, Police Department, Ogden, Utah.
A killer writes his own story, Gangbusters listeners, though he seldom gets the ending right. The story of Eligio J. Maris began when he murdered young Thomas Anderson. And in the small town of Colville, another chapter was being written fast.
Hey, Red, got any root beer in this cooler? Never mind, I found one.
Sorry it took so long getting back, Walt.
That's all right, Marty. Want a cool drink?
No, thanks. Want to talk here or back at your office?
Here's just as good, I guess. Ever since Red put in the fancy air conditioning, I've been thinking of moving the sheriff's office over here. Go on, sit down.
We got a break, Walt.
Huh?
The identification is positive.
Boy on the missing persons list? The one from Ohio?
It's his body. A call back from Washington just came in. It's his serial number on his T-shirt. He was discharged about 3 months ago.
Tom Anderson, huh? I was pretty sure that'd be it.
Did you get anything while I was out with the medical examiner?
A lot. Sure you don't want a root beer? It's awful hot.
No, I'm okay, thanks. I drank a lot of iced tea for lunch.
Well, I went ahead on the idea it was Anderson, Marty. Figured it'd save time.
And?
Well, some of his people back in Ohio told me he was on his way to Canyon City, out in California.
You talk with him?
About an hour ago. Called his girl in Canyon City, too. Young Anderson was on his way out there to marry her.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it gets tougher. A couple of days ago, somebody using Anderson's name wired the girl from Salt Lake City. Asked her to send him money to fix his car.
Oh?
Strike a bell with you, Marty?
Not that I can think of, Walt. He wired her for money and... Wait a minute. Those reports from around Denver.
Denver and a lot of other places. I had Pete dig them all out of the file. Hot down in that file room.
Yeah, I remember when they came in. This guy would pump servicemen for their home addresses, then wire for money.
Mm.
The families would send it, too.
So did Anderson's girl. It was picked up, too. I had Salt Lake City check the telegraph offices.
Where does that leave us, Walt?
I got a description of Anderson's car from his people in Ohio. Gray sedan. Got the license number, too.
Well, that's something.
Hmm.
The cinch you ever killed him didn't walk away from that field.
Here. Look here, Marty.
Hmm?
I've been studying this road map a little. I can think better over here where it's cool.
Road map?
See? I marked out a route from here back to Ohio. Lots of guesses, of course, but I figure a guy on his way to get married would come direct.
Well, I don't get it, Walt. What are you planning to do?
Cover that route. All the way to Ohio if I have to.
Looks like an awful long chance.
Anderson was a kid on his way to marry his girl. Some bum killed him.
I know.
I hate a guy like that, Marty. It's a long chance I'm gonna take.
All right, my friends, my good and kind and lovely friends, just step a little closer and watch the man try again. It's simple, it's easy, it's good, clean fun for the entire family, my friends. Hit a balloon and win the Cupid doll. Well,
can I throw him now?
Right ahead. Watch the man, my friends. He can do it, so can you. Go ahead, buddy. Toss the darts. Watch the man, my friends. Number one. He did it again, friends. He wins again. Go on, shoot the other two.
Now, just watch this.
And again, the boy's a wonder, friends. If he can do it, so can you. Go ahead and shoot, buddy.
All right.
Three times a winner. Look at this, you good and lovely people. Three more dolls to this gentleman. Why, I'm just giving them away.
I'll take three more, Darton.
Give somebody else a chance to play, will you, pal? Step right up, my friends. It's easy, it's simple, it's good, clean fun for the entire family.
But I said I want three more darts.
Look, buddy, you got nine Cupid dolls. Now go play some other stand, will you?
But I like darts.
Don't go away, my friends. It's easy, it's... Look, now, here's $5.
Will you quit?
I got money on my own. I could win all these Cupid dolls if I wanted to.
I know it. Only don't, will you? As a favor to me?
Look, I'm the champ.
Please be a good guy. Get lost. It's easy, friends. It's simple. It's just good. Clean fun.
Fill her up, will you, son? I'll wait inside for my phone call.
Okay.
Operator, this is Walter Perry again. Did you get through to the sheriff's office in Colville? Yes, please. Yeah, put him on. Marty?
Hiya, Walt. Any luck?
That's about time, don't you think? Look, I'm in a town called Sinclair.
Yeah, I heard the operator.
Okay, now get this, Marty. The man here at a service station remembers Anderson.
What?
There's a lot more. Another fellow was hauled in here with a broken-down car. The car turns out to be hot. Stolen in Denver.
I'm with you.
This guy with a stolen car struck up a conversation with Anderson. In fact, the two of them left here together in Anderson's car. Now, all you gotta do now is find that car.
Hey! Hey, you!
You talking to me?
Well, in the garage office says you own that gray sedan out back. The one with the Ohio license.
That's right. What of it?
Sheriff's office out of Colville.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was working under this truck. Something wrong?
Who'd you get that car from?
I bought it off a guy.
When?
A couple of days ago. I got all the papers. You want to see them?
In a minute. What was the owner's name? Do you remember?
Anderson, I think. It's on the transfer. Tom Anderson.
Friend of yours?
He just walked in. He wanted to sell the car. I never saw him before.
Remember what he looked like? What he wore? Anything about him?
He was just an ordinary guy. He's kind of crazy, maybe.
Yeah? Why?
Well, I was just kidding. I mean, this guy...
Anderson?
Yeah, Anderson. He shoots darts. He's got a whole bunch of those dolls that you win at carnivals.
Where's the phone around here?
Inside. Hey, the guy was okay, wasn't he? I mean, he had the papers and everything. I just thought it was funny about the darts.
Real funny. I gotta get to that phone.
Look up here, you lovely people. It's simple, it's easy, it's good, clean fun for the entire family. Toss the darts, fellas.
Got a minute?
For bad? Anytime, officer, anytime. Try a handful on the house.
We're looking for a dart player, a good one.
Yeah? Maybe. We drove over from Ogden. This carny played there last week, didn't it?
Hell, you're telling me. Rained out two nights out of five. Stay away from them darts, son!
Did you run into a good player in Ogden, a man about 25?
And good at darts. Collects Cupid dolls.
In Ogden?
Yeah.
Big, dark hair? Oh, him.
You know somebody like that?
There was a guy like that last week. That's right, was in Ogden. I had to slip him $5 to go away.
You know his name?
His name was Poison to me, officer. He fits the description, though.
Boy, I ask you nice.
That's all the help you can give us?
I'm sorry. Why don't you try some of the taverns? They got dart games, lots of them. Whoever the guy is, he sure was crazy about darts.
Come on, boy, now stay away from them darts.
How many taverns does this make, Marty?
Here in Ogden?
Huh?
9 so far, Walt. There's about 30 more on the list we got at the precinct.
Discouraged?
Yeah, Walt, I am. Let's look at it cold. We don't know the guy's name or even much about him.
We know he's dart happy.
Well, there's lots of places with dart games, Walt, all over the country. Carnivals, taverns, circuses.
He was here in Ogden once. He sold the car here. He played the carny here.
So what? We still don't know.
So this is a tavern with a dart game. Come on.
Just remind me, if I ever think up a hobby, not to make it darts.
Marty, look.
Over by the dart game. I see.
About 25. 200 pounds. Dark hair.
It looks good, Walt. Awful good.
Come on.
Kid, look, I'm telling you, I'm the champ. Here, watch this.
Now watch. Watch now, kid. Hey, you're pretty good.
Pretty good. Just telling these boys I'm the champ.
All right, champ, sit down.
Hey, watch who you're pushing there.
The man said sit down. Hey, the rest of you boys just leave us alone, will you?
What's the idea?
Pat him down, Marty.
You're dead. Always carry a gun, boy.
32.
Right on the button. 32.
Now, wait a minute.
A boy was killed with a gun like this, mister, a week or so ago, over near Salt Lake City.
Yeah? Well, you know, you got the wrong guy. Because you...
Let him go! You let me go! Sit down!
Look, you got nothing on me. You got nothing.
Well, we think we're going to have. We got a lot of witnesses ready to take a good look at you.
Look, I'm just playing darts, you know. Just darts, because I'm the champ.
Sure, only we spell it differently.
Huh?
We spell your kind of a champ with a U. Come on, chump, let's go.
After all the witnesses in the case identified Maris, Gangbusters listeners, he finally broke down and made a full confession. On the 11th of August, he was found guilty of murder in the first degree. And on the morning of September 10th, given a choice of execution by hanging or by a firing squad, as provided in the laws of the state, he was executed by a volley of gunfire in the Utah State Prison.
Thank you, Lieutenant L.M. Hilton, Police Department, Ogden, Utah. In just a moment, Gangbusters, Nationwide Clues. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're working, driving your car, or busy doing other things. Just slip a stick into your mouth and chew it as long as you like. The pleasant chewing will make the time pass more pleasantly for you, and you'll enjoy that cooling, refreshing flavor. It'll help keep your mouth and throat moist, a real help on warm summer days. Keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. Chew and enjoy it often, as millions do. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast every week to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens, watch for Everett Bruce Carroll, wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for the crime of burglary. Listen carefully to his official description.
Age, 52, 6 feet 3 inches, 175 to 210 pounds, slender build, brown hair, graying, blue eyes, medium complexion, both hands and arms badly scarred as a result of burns.
Repeating. Hands and arms badly scarred from burns. May seek work as a bulldozer operator.
Caution, Carroll may be armed and should be considered dangerous. If you have any information concerning this clue, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Robert J. Shaw and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Don McLaughlin and Lawson Zerbe in leading roles. The entire production was supervised for CBS Radio by John Ives. Gaylord Avery speaking. A production of CBS Radio in cooperation with Phillips H. Lord is brought to you each week, same time, same station, by Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're busy. This is the CBS Radio Network.